This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that there is progress being made to help end the trade war with China.
Well, we're moving along with the deal with China. China wants to make the deal very much, and we have a good relationship, and we'll see what happens. I don't like to talk about deals until they happen, but we're making a lot of progress.
U.S. and Chinese negotiators continue to work to finalize, and they hope Mr. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping would have signed it at a summit in Chile later this month. But Chile announced Wednesday that it was canceling the event due to ongoing mass demonstrations. Now the two countries are looking for an alternative location, and Iowa is one of the places being considered. Just a day after the Islamic State terror group revealed the name of its new leader, U.S. President Donald Trump says he knows the man's true identity. An audio message distributed on social media Thursday by IS's news agency called the new leader only by his nom de guerre, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi. Some officials and analysts have speculated that al-Qureshi is likely Haji Abdullah, one of IS's most senior ideologues. Another name that has been mentioned is Abdullah Kardesh, thought to be a former Iraqi military officer. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday that she expects public hearings to begin this month in the House impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham told Fox News Friday that they are prepared for an impeachment to happen. The Democratic-controlled House voted Thursday to authorize a public impeachment inquiry targeting Mr. Trump after weeks of testimony behind closed doors about his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate his political opponents.